This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Celine Dion did cancel a lot of tour dates, but I guess she's working to get her strength back, and she is planning to do a residency again. So
okay.
That's what AI told me. Grok told me. So I would trust in that information.
Did you hear, we'll get back to whatever you wanted to get back to, but just because you mentioned Grok, I swear to God, I'm not joking. And I'm not, I think it's a great idea, so I'm not making fun. Did you hear Al tell me on the podcast he uses Grok as his therapist?
I did not hear that, no.
I accidentally stumbled upon that. Yeah, it works great.
It's honestly, it's fascinating. Explain it to him, Al.
Does it speak to you?
You could get it to speak. I was just reading it.
Okay.
I just put initially I just asked it, how much sleep do I really need? And then Grok was like, well, they told me this. And then and asked, well, what's the problem? And then I answered back. I was like, I feel like on the weekends I don't get enough sleep because the dog is on its weekday schedule. Interesting. And how is this affecting your life? I find myself, on Friday nights not wanting to go out. I see. So while you're getting enough sleep during the week, on the weekend, your dog is preventing, and you feel like this is hurting your social life. Is this becoming a relationship issue? I said, as a matter of fact, bro. I found myself, here I am, now like 20 minutes goes by.
He's having a conversation.
At what point did you get to send me nudes?
I just felt, I swear, and I said this to Jerry, I felt heard. Someone was listening to me. It was not much different than a therapist, and it was free.
Yeah, that is wild.
Interesting, right?
And it does make sense. And also, people are so distracted these days by their phones. There's an irony in this, that you're using your phone to get someone to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
But it's true. With like in a setting with a therapist, they're not going to be distracted with their phones. But if you're trying to talk to a friend or something, like these days, it's damn near impossible.
Yes, it is.
To capture someone's attention. So
yeah, and it would say what I had previously said as like to say it back to me. So I understand what you're saying here. While 2 a.m. is certainly an early time to awake, you are getting the proper rest, but it's weekends where you're sensing a problem, and it is kind of running into your personal life. We all do have to live, and yet your dog is used to waking up at 2 a.m. Yeah, it was pretty good.
So for Al, it passed the touring test for him.
Wow.
And what
is the touring test again?
If you're speaking to an AI and it feels as if you're talking to a person.
Okay. Right. And why is that any different than if you are friends with someone that you've never really met and you have a texting relationship? I mean, that's all that was. I mean, for all he knows, that could have been Dr. Williams.
Yeah.
Listening to him.
But if he was like, listen, Jerry's a real a-hole. I don't know how to deal with him. Like, what would it say then? Because it doesn't know you.
Oh, that'd be say, fun. Interesting. What sort of behaviors is Jerry exhibiting that you would say that?
And then
I'd type something and it would say, that does sound like a hole-ish behavior, But let's see where maybe you might be part of this.
Huh.
So you think it would come back and criticize you if it was presented with a situation where it could, like, meaning like, Al,
but in
listen,
a nice way like this, yeah.
Yeah, like, Al, I'm sorry, but this doesn't sound great. I think you need to change your lifestyle.
Yeah, I think it would do that.
That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I was actually blown away by it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a movie script, you know, and I think there probably was something
there's
like
probably
this.
Something in the works, if
you
there
know,
is.
Right, and you fall in love with it, uh-huh. And the next thing you know, it's like, yeah, right?
We'll find out in a month, Al and Gina break up. Al's in love with an AI.
Right, we get in the mail the Al Dukes and Grok wedding invite. Grok, do you take Al? Well, I certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you just brought up, you kind of jarred a thought
No,
there.
It's all good. You know, I'm a little worried to do this thing because I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm sure you've had these experiences where somebody's texting you and you don't have the number
in
there.
All the time.
So this could either be a good thing or a bad thing if I reach out and say, who is this? Because if I'm ignoring somebody that I really like and respect, that's a problem. But if it's a pain in the ass person that I don't want to talk to and I say, hey, who is this? Yeah. And I write back, oh, it's me, the pain in the ass person. Then I'm like, God damn it.
I have several numbers that reach out to me and I don't know who they are. And it's, you know what? There's so many scams out there now. I do not reply.
This is a real person here. It sounds like a person that knows me pretty well.
Does Grok have a phone number?
Yeah, maybe if I typed in the phone number, maybe it would pop up in the...
Oh, I do that a lot of times on Google. I'll put a phone number in, and sometimes it will pop up that it is a scam.
This definitely is not. This cannot be.
I'm not saying it is, but you never know. The area code to me is curious.
Are they demanding like a response for you, or is it a sort of open-ended?
No, it's open-ended, and it's responding to, it's their response to things we're talking about on the show. So.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, don't. Because if it actually reaches the point where the person is upset that you're blowing them off, he or she may call and leave a voicemail, and then you'll know.
I'll tell you right now, this conversation will probably lead to this person sending their name.
So, I would think so.
So listen, pain in the ass, send your name. And then we'll know.
You think it's a straight up pain in the ass?
I'm going to say yes.
Well, if you don't have their contact, usually that could be the case. Or it just could be someone that got your number from someone.
Yeah.
Could it be one of your golfing buddies that you don't talk to that's just part of the group?
Or how about this? The person has previously not been a pain in the ass, but now is going to be a pain in the ass.
This person sent me a happy birthday text.
Oh, that's not. When's your birthday? Today?
No. This was back in June.
Oh.
So now they definitely know it's them. But.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I ignore all these. And it's been like, there's like a May, June, November, and then today. So it's not that much of a pain.
And what
like,
was in May and June was the happy birthday?
Yeah, May was May? Something about. I don't even know. It makes no sense. It's totally out of context. And then the November one was, we were talking about having multiple Christmas trees in the house. They responded to that. And then today it was a bladder cancer, but with John Daly. That's what they wrote.
I'm going to venture to guess this is someone that has something to do with your golf group. Especially you had a meeting last night, too.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not any one of those guys. I have all their numbers
trying to help.
Ancillary golf guy?
Maybe. Could be like somebody that, played with once, and they exchanged numbers.
Right, exchanged numbers, and I'll text you so you'll have my number, and then you just like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like, what I don't want it to be is like someone like Ray Martell. You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't want.
Why? We love Ray. You don't like Ray?
I like Ray, but he...
But you don't want to text him.
You know what type of guy
Ray
is.
Well, I can tell
Ray
you it's not him because I started putting the number into my phone. I have Ray's number.
Yeah. By the way, I just got a text from a number I don't know that says, hey, Al, that Grok stuff was hilarious.
See? Who is this? And wait, was that the first text that they sent you or...
Yeah, that I'm aware of.
See, I have multiple texts that this person sent me. So there, I mean...
And the whole who is this can be insulting.
Well, that's what I'm...
I know.
So I decided to just bring it to the air, because now it's really... Because you know everything that's going on in my head.
That's true.
I'm going to type this in, Jerry, because sometimes you can get
a number. Name out yes, of these absolutely.
You don't go just new phone, who dis?
I don't want to do that because, well, this, me
everyone
talking,
knows it's not a new phone.
Right. I could do that, but like, now I've ruined the whole thing. This person's probably still listening to the show and is going to hear this and know that I'm talking about them. But what I didn't want to do is say, hey, who is this? And then they write back, oh, it's this pain in the ass person that I don't want to talk to. And I'm like, oh, now I've opened up these line of communication. They know I'm here. And now this is going to be an annoyance for me.
Well, if they're listening,
you've done it.
Yeah, they know you're here.
But they don't know how I view them. So
they do now.
No, yeah, they don't. I don't know who it is.
Oh, I see.
So this is the conundrum that I'm in. It could be a pain in the ass person, or it could be someone I really like and respect. But what I'm doing is I'm afraid it's going to be a pain in the ass person, so I'm letting it go and then risking insulting somebody I like and respect.
Who could give you a free golf day.
No.
No, that's not what it is. Yeah, well. And then option three, not a pain in the ass now, but will become a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nothing here.
I say reply.
Well, I kind of did here, if they're listening.
All right.
Yeah, I got, no. And it's not a Long Island number either.
No, it's a weird, I think I know the area code.
I even had you type it in your phone to see if it was somebody.
I got nothing. You know?
What's the area code? A cell phone only area code situation?
I don't think so.
It's a Connecticut
one. Yeah.
Connecticut. I don't really know anybody in Connecticut. Could it be Chicken Parm Lou?
Oh, that's a good guess. I don't have his number.
Is that maybe is who that is. Doesn't he live up in Connecticut? Chicken Parm Lou is a digital guy that works here. And I don't know him that well, but he could definitely be a pain in the ass.
And
guy,
he could
probably
definitely have your number.
Because he's like an information guy, shoots information at you. Yeah.
What's the last digit of that number? Because I have Chicken Parm Lou.
Me too.
I don't. Last number.
Four?
Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
We got a four.
But what's the...
Let's give the whole number. Let's see. It's him.
No, it's not it. It's a different area code in Connecticut. Yeah, it's not. And by the way, now someone else that I don't have their number is sending me happy birthday. It's not my birthday. And I'm really not going to respond to you now.
And by the way, Al, do you have him listed as Chicken Parbleu?
No,
phone?
For whatever reason, my phone, I keep it very business-like. First name, last name for everybody.
I have them listed as Chicken Parmesan.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. It's dead, but someone who knows me well enough to know
not
what day my...
Not necessarily. I'm telling you, that does not necessarily...
You know what? Someone could have said
probably
it on the show.
Said it on the air.
Yeah. It could be one of these weirdos that somehow got my... It's probably a weirdo. It's got to be a weirdo.
Doesn't have to be, but it could be. 100% it could be.
You ever think about changing your number?
I have, many times, actually. But it's just such a pain in the ass because everything's attached to it.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like changing bank accounts. I would love to change bank accounts. But, I mean, everything runs through it.
So there was remember there was a long time in which I was like, you know, Jordan Davis doesn't respond back to me. He did change his number there for a long period of time. And Frankie Borelli had the same thing going on from Barstool with Scottie Scheffler.
Mm.
He was texting Scottie, hey, congratulations on your baby, this and that. He wasn't responding, and nothing. And then Scottie's like, I changed my number a while ago. So that's in a situation. Now, I am not at the level of those guys or Jordan or Scottie Scheffler, but like, there is something freeing about changing the number and then only giving it to the people that you actually want to talk to.
That's why a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, that's why some people have two phones.
Well, yeah, but you got two phones, you seem like a scumbag.
Well, you might be, but one phone could just be for family and very close friends. And then the other phone is the people that have your number and you reply to what you want to reply to.
And one for the side piece.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. If you have two phones, you're either, there's either another person outside of your marriage or you're a drug dealer. That's what I think.
Not if your wife knows. If the second phone is for your family.
I'm just saying, you go somewhere else and you put the two phones on the bar. Someone's like, nah.
I will tell you, I see two phones out of a lot more people these days.
But is that like a business phone people
could
have?
Could be. That's possible.
This is my business phone that they give me because I need to whatever.
I suppose that's possible.
That's true. Allie has two phones. All right.
She does.
Yeah, does she have two phones?
She does.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Boomer gave her a phone.
Foundation phone, yeah.
A foundation phone.
Yeah.
Business only.
Oh, wow.
Which makes sense.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All these years we worked with Boomer, we don't get a foundation phone? I think that's ridiculous.
Wow.
Our phones would just be Instagram reels being sent.
I mean, we're doing all these fundraisers for Boomer. We don't get a foundation phone. Yeah, I know this guy. I got your, remember that guy, that random person that I took to the Islander game that day? I was like, I'm going to take somebody to the Islander playoff game.
Yes.
That guy texted me and he's like, is it me? I'm like, no, I got your number. I have Jay from the Islander game.
Not as official as Al. Jay, Islander game.
Let's go to Zach in Connecticut. What's going on, Lord. Zach?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up? This is what we're going to do. I really want to hear what you have to say.
So do I. I'm very curious about this.
So I put you on hold. Hopefully there's some semblance of a connection that's still left there. And if not, Al, you know, could work on and get back on the air. Because what it says here is Jerry and Schwartz were on a viral TikTok. All right, so one more time.
A little bizarre.
Zach.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. So it's got about 3 million views.
What?
It's this guy named, hang on a second, Mike Raffi, R-A-F-I. It's about the new version of the Alphabet song. And they were showing the CBS Sports Network footage on this TikTok.
Wait, and what are we doing?
They're like reacting and like talking about it.
Wait, Mike, I'm reacting to it?
Yeah, you and Schwartz.
Really?
Yeah, MikeRafi, and the name of the short is New Alphabet Song. It should be on YouTube and TikTok.
All right, so this guy's got 255,000 followers, this guy?
It's a pretty good number.
Wait,
never mind.
Is it so? MikeRafi.
Yep.
How long ago did he post this one?
Let me see. I'm checking on YouTube. I can't tell.
Okay. All right. So it says new Alphabet song. All right, I'm gonna have to look for it in the break because this guy's got a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, I was hoping Al would have, gotten like the timestamp and like the video. I could have DM'd him the video, but he was like, "Okay, let me put you on." So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he did that because now I'm interested in this. But
me too.
It got 3 million views.
Yeah, so it's showing a compilation of footage of different people on the internet reacting to it, and they're in there for a good 10 seconds, and you can hear Schwartz talking.
I don't even know what the Alphabet song is.
Oh, all right, Al's got it. All right, let's hear this thing. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate that. So, yeah. Do you, I guess
what is the Alphabet song? If I reacted
A, B,
clearly,
C, D,
that
E, F, that's the, what I would think the Alphabet song was, right?
In September of 2022. Do you know the Alphabet song has changed? It's because the LMNO, they switched that.
But now the internet is divided after a new version of the classic song was revealed. Something some kids have always struggled with. The new version
of the club, Al. Welcome to the club. That's okay. What are you going to do?
So
I have no recollection of that.
None. And Peter Schwartz talking about the Alphabet
song. Yeah, so he must have been anchoring. I must have been hosting for you.
Yeah.
No, you were in for Boomer because you couldn't see, okay. But Gio was in that chair, but he wasn't
okay,
on the video.
So I was in for, I have zero recollection of that.
How many views do you have there on that thing?
Well, it had 255,000 likes.
Oh, okay.
So let me see what the views were on that one.
And that's YouTube, not TikTok.
Yeah, this one was on YouTube. It has 2.9 million views on YouTube.
So, Jerry, you are a YouTube star.
Look at that.
Look at that. YouTube
star. I've gone viral.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing.
Who needs Al and Jerry's podcast on YouTube?
Hey, congratulations, Jerry.
That's right.
I mean, Peter Schwartz better leverage this into something with Enfla. You're like, listen, I am a part of a viral YouTube video.
Yes, he is.
So,
who knew?
I know.
Baldwin. Zach, thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're just talking about Al falling in love with his artificial intelligence therapist on Grok. Andy in New Haven joins us before we get CeeLo in here. What's up, Andy?
Good morning, gentlemen. So, yeah, first of all, Geo, save the suspense. I am from Connecticut, but it's not me. It would be great if I could. I'll leave that for another day. But yeah, so you guys mentioned, oh, there might be a movie about this. There is a movie specifically about falling in love with your AI. It's called Her. It came out in 2013, directed by Spike Jonze, who's done like kind of a lot. He's a pretty well-known director. It starred Joaquin Phoenix, who was absolutely phenomenal, and the voice of the AI. So it's effectively
it's Scarlett
Siri,
Johansson, right?
It's Scarlett Johansson. So you can certainly understand why Joaquin was, you know, in a moment of weakness and fell in love with his AI with Scarlett Johansson on the other end of it. But I have one request. You guys, I would obviously recommend everyone watch it. Boomer needs to watch this movie, especially considering his run-ins with AI last week or whenever that was. I mean, if anybody is susceptible to falling in love with their AI, it would be Boomer and then Al, but definitely Boomer first.
And Olivia Wilde's in this.
Yeah, listen, I think, yeah, that's his...
Yeah, she was awesome.
That's his wife, maybe, in the thing? Thanks. Andy. I remember seeing this movie now that you bring it up, and I remember the whole thing. I think he might have even been nominated for an Academy Award for that.
Really?
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, that was... I remember watching that movie.
It's a heck of a cast. So Rooney Mara's in it? You've got Kristen Wiig is in it? Wow. Chris Pratt, yeah.
Were you there, or either one of you guys, it might have been before Boomer and Carton, though, where Kate Mara came in. She was promoting the We Are Marshall movie. Do you remember that?
I remember Kate Mara coming in.
Yeah, she,
I don't remember.
She came in. She was in studio. She was on with Dog. It was either with Mike and Dog or just Dog because he was loved that We Are Marshall movie. And she came in, and you know the newsroom's just filled with dudes, you know, sitting there. She comes in looking like this unbelievable movie star, right? And then she comes out of the studio, and all of us are just like sitting there, like, and she looks at us and goes, "Hi, guys! You know, like you're allowed to act normal." When you said Rooney Mara, just reminded me of that moment.
That's funny, losers.
Yeah, like hi, losers.
That's funny.
Yeah,
imagine. I'm watching the trailer now.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson's voice, too. It's a great voice for that. It's a perfect voice for that. Yeah, so I did text that number. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know who this is, and they have not gotten back to me. So they have a real opportunity here to mess with me, but then I'll just block it and move on.
Either that or you not reply now.
But embarrass them that much, I don't even know who it is. How could you embarrass someone you don't know who it is?
Because they're concerned that you're going to view them as such, the pain in the ass.
Well, then that's good. So if they are a pain in the ass, then they should know they're a pain in the ass.
That's fair. By the way, there was also a movie, I believe, this winter, where,
God, who was in it? Megan Fox? That one?
Yes, with the robot.
Yeah, I
did
not
see. That's not AI, but it kind of is.
Yeah, she was a robot, which is the next thing that we're going to be doing.
Which is beyond creepy, but yes.
Yeah.
That is true.
I couldn't wait for you to get home.
Oh, man. All right, CeeLo, what's shaking over there? I mean,
there's a lot of different directions to go in. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let me start here because I've brought it up a number of times. We haven't gotten to it, the Howie Roseman audio. So Saquon Barkley gets the big contract yesterday, most for a running back in NFL history. Of course, the guy who brought him to Philadelphia this time last year was Howie Roseman. He's now got two Super Bowl rings, but the experience this time around, much different than the first, as he explained on Todd McShay's show or podcast or whatever at some point this week.
Is this PG rated or PG-13?
You do whatever you want.
Yeah. So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this? Bob? Yes, can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying? You don't know
no,
what
this is the best part. You can be
it's,
you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second perfect. Time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this.
Gotta make some sense, no?
Yeah. I could understand that, but it is weird coming from his voice.
And that's what bothered Al this morning. He had a hard time getting away from having to picture and imagine Howie Roseman, right?
I have no problem picturing Howie Rose.
That's a Freudian slip if I've ever come across one.
You think when he's finished, he says, put it in the books?
How have we never thought of that before?
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. There's two men you don't want to think about in that particular scenario.
Yeah, and all of us to that mix. And
oh,
you got another
course.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What is this?
Sorry, you can't
put that on there.
Why?
Because now I'm never going to be able to pay attention
this
to
this. This was the next thing that popped up after the AI trailer, and that is the King of Thong.
Wow.
That was what came up next. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I've told a story a couple times though, about Howie Roseman, but I was, you know, guys like that, when they meet people they don't know, could very easily not care about meeting that person. But it's probably because I was introduced by the equipment manager there of the Eagles, who he trusts and likes. But he was engaged, and I wanted to ask him a bunch of questions, and he was just asking me a bunch of questions.
That's cool.
And then he left, and I was like, I didn't get the chance to ask him anything. He might have done that on purpose, just to be like, oh, this you're a reporter today? I'm just going to dominate this conversation and walk away.
He did.
But yeah, he was super interested in the commute and where I lived, his relation to the studio and the show and all these things. And
wow. He's a Jersey guy, Marlboro High School, high school.
I think that's probably...
Howie Roseman?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
So
I thought Jim Nance was the most famous guy from Marlboro.
And keeps in touch with Rich Saito, who you know.
Yeah. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah,
Jim Nance is still, I still think Jim Nance is more famous than Howie Roseman.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Because.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying he's not, but like right now, Howie Roseman is as famous as he's going to be. And to hear that he's from Marlboro, too, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until just now. So maybe that's why he was so interested in the logistics of getting into New York City.
Could very well be.
Yeah.
I know we said we would maybe get into that Stephen A. Dan Orlovsky thing about the Hawaii. I mean, I don't know. Would you like to? You guys?
I don't have to. I heard it. I saw it.
All right. So maybe you do that on the podcast or something, because I got other stuff.
Whatever you got, that's fine.
There's so much that I want to do, but there's not enough time, you know? Like, this is a bad job by me. We did.
She's pushing things to the budget. What to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we did the Islanders because Brock Nelson had a nice night, and, you know, he might be moving on from the trade deadline later on this week because the Islanders did beat Winnipeg 3-2. In that Devil loss at Dallas last night, Jerry.
Yes.
They were down by 2 in the third period. He got a power play goal, and then they ended up scoring here. Let me make sure I have this right thing queued up here. Yeah, I'm telling you. That's why I was late coming in. Yeah. We're all over the map. All right, because then there's a Frank the Tank element to this
as well.
I
know. There always is.
So they end up delayed penalty. They pull the goalie as they're trying to tie the game.
Gives it to Brad. Fakes the shot. Looks to center. It rolls to Pesci. Shoots. Score! Brad Pesci has tied it, and he is mobbed by his mates.
All right, now there's like under 5 to go here as they've tied the game on the road, erasing this deficit. So icing call in the final minute, face off in the Devil's zone. Just a few seconds remaining.
Puck to the blue line. Lindell with a shot. Stick to side. Oh, that came long range to a bunch of bodies. Dallas still with it. Harley moves in. A wrist shot scores.
No.
3.9 seconds remaining.
Ah, that's a shame.
That's tough.
For Maddie
and
Chico there, out there in Dallas. And then,
Sounds like you're enjoying this, CeeLo.
A little bit. Well,
I know you hate the Devils.
If you recall, and I'm sure you don't, but Boomer would, when the Devils beat up the Rangers earlier this year when they were going through their tough times, that Devils social media account was really
they had a good time
driving it home. Okay. Well, things have not gone so well for them, and all of a sudden things are getting a little tight in the standings here.
Can't
so
believe you're rooting
saying,
for injuries.
Just saying, no, not rooting for injuries.
I mean, it sounds like you're rooting for injuries.
I never root for injuries.
And Jack Hughes is hurt, and you're like dancing on their grave.
But they were coming down standings-wise before the Jack Hughes injury, that's all. Anyway, you had Frank to take the other day, right,
yes.
After the Hughes injury?
Oh, yeah.
So this late game loss led to another, and then it's not even all. You can barely understand what he's saying.
The Devils are never going to win us a game again. The Devils are never going to win us a game again. Dougie Hamilton is hurt now. Everything's falling apart. They better have to tie him. I got 2 seconds left in the game. Let me go.
All right, so this went on for like 40 seconds. You know how on social media now you get these video clips, and they do sort of like the auto. Subtitles, essentially, where like AI tries to translate it. So I wrote down what they came up with for this video. The Devils are just sucking it in. They better let the time to suck it back down. Getting adjusted delicacies is effing sunk into one of the worst hockey players ever. And this game has been finished forever.
It's close.
That's what it came up with for his rant there, which was a little out of control.
You know what? It's actually sad in a way that all of that is real, but all of that is real.
Oh, yeah.
That is legitimate anger and outburst that he has, and it's not healthy for him. And I don't want him to have a stroke, but of course, it's funny for us to listen to.
Yes,
but I want him to be healthy,
yes,
and I don't want him to be that upset over hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting to know the guy, you know, you really want the best for him.
For sure. Rangers Capitals tonight at the Garden. The Knicks did lose to the Warriors last night. The Nets lost in San Antonio. Rutgers got blown out second half at Purdue. All right, before we get to moment of the day, you brought up earlier how you got confused. A friend reached out to you about how the Pope wasn't doing well.
Yes.
And you thought it was Francesa.
Right.
Gio, do you remember the day that this current Pope was announced and Mike the air?
Yeah, it was... classic, wasn't it?
So I pulled a bunch of clips. We're not gonna have time for all of them because this went on when he first got wind.
Like, we got a Pope or something like that.
And he thought the announcement was going to be in a matter of minutes.
It
ended up being well over an hour later, and he just kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. So let me see here if I play this first.
There will be an announcement in the next couple of minutes or so as to who the Pope will be. Okay. And then we got to find out what his name will be, what name he will take, and away we go. So the bells ringing in the St. Peter's Basilica as we have named a pope. that will be it. Would it be an American pope? That would be a long, long, long shot. The Canadian was considered to have a good chance. A couple of the cardinals from the third world were considered to have a big chance. I know a lot of people like the Philippine Pope, but they say he's too young. He's 55. He'd be a pope for a very long time, probably. You know, that's what they wear. A lot of the older popes don't like to have a pope very young who serve your pope for many, many years. They like that, you know, that's why they sometimes take age into consideration.
All right, and this went on. He went to the calls at one point. Like, I don't have time for all of it.
They considered a third world pope.
Yeah. Flash forward to when they finally. But and the best part is he's in the studio watching the TV coverage, no sound.
Yeah.
So he's relying on Monzo, and I'm not sure at the time. It's just March of 2013.
Yeah.
I don't even know who was in there with Mons, but they're trying to feed him information, and I'm sure they have no idea what's going on. So they did finally make the announcement.
So Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, he's the new pope. The cardinal from Argentina. Okay, so the cardinal from Argentina, 76-year-old pope. So they went for an older pope.
All right, and then here's the last part before we move on.
Basically, the cardinal from Argentina. There might be two. I don't even know if there are two from Argentina. But the cardinal from Argentina, the 76-year-old cardinal from Argentina, is the new pope. So, I don't know how you say his name to be exact. So that is it. The Argentinian cardinal is the new pope. He is 76 years old.
Here we go.
So, let's see if I get a little bio on him as to what kind of pope we're talking about, as far as, you know, what they say about him. I don't even know. I have a short list here. I don't even know if he was on the short list. Let me see if he was. He was not even on the short list.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. I couldn't believe I hadn't saved that. So
yeah.
I had to find the date and go back in our archives to locate that.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, that was
classic. I don't even think I could add to that one. Like, normally I just add to, I can't even add to that one.
I swear, that first part when he mentioned the Basilica, I thought it was you or Big Action Bill. Like, legit, it sounded like a parody.
Okay. And then with my fear is, okay, so they went for an older pope. Yeah. Like, just like you would say, okay, so they went for a wide receiver.
Exactly.
All right, so the Giants draft in the second round, wide receiver. See if I can get a bio on him. It's 40 time. Yeah, but instead, it's like, they went for an older pope. Check out his bio.
Wow.
So I know.
See what he thinks about gay marriage. And if we're going to do something with that, and where he stands on these things, you know, New Testament, Old Testament. And we got a new pope, Argentinian pope. There could be two or three Argentinian cardinals, but there is just one Argentinian pope. We're back.
And this is the same pope that's sick right now.
Yeah. So I'm not making light of the fact that the pope's not doing well, but at the time.
It was the fact that I was confused by my friend.
Right. Well, he was fascinated that day, obviously.
Yeah,
when his shows went on for close to two hours.
I really hope that he does that again on a podcast or something.
The breakdown of the next pope.
His Bette Rivers thing. Oh. I really hope that he does that.
There'll be odds for
live.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, when they're announcing it.
All right, now, moment of the day. Not to be mic heavy, but somehow Jerry either wasn't aware or had forgotten about the Jason Giambi fun that the callers would have with Mike, and that was a long-running thing. So Al was nice enough to pull up some of that on YouTube, and you guys played some of the hits throughout the course of this segment earlier this morning.
There's a couple free agents out there. Maybe we have a couple extra bucks.
For this year?
Yeah, for this year.
Well, who was it you're talking about?
Well, I mean, we all know who's the biggest guy that's out there. It's Jason Giambi.
Jason Giambi? Oh, no, you think he was being an idiot? What was your first clue? Mike in Oceanside? What's up, Mike?
Maybe that was the first one.
Maybe.
The origin story.
I had no idea that was the thing with Mike.
I think the Rangers got to go out and get some gold scores. They got to shake it up. I really think if they went out and got Jason Giambi, that would be a good move.
Yeah, do you like? Let me ask something. You get a star for that? No one ever answers. No one ever answers. I never answer. I don't know why.
So stupid.
Oh my God.
Their secondary is what needs to step up in order for them to win. And I think I still see Seattle winning, but if Denver's secondary steps up, it's going to be because of the contribution of Jason Giambi. No question.
Bob, Robin Gardens anyway.
Oh, God. I can't get enough. I really can't.
Well, Al came up with four of them in 2 minutes.
Holy cow. It was a prolific run, man. There was a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Mm. So, yeah.
Mike in Rockville Center. What's up, Mike?
And it just went on and on and on. So we had a lot of fun with Mike this morning. That was good.
Yeah. Good stuff, CeeLo.
Yeah. We held it together there.
Yes,
yeah.
Well done. We certainly did. All right. We will see you soon.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Networks. You were right. Celine Dion did have that house, or has a house right there on the Star Island close to Jupiter, and it's easy for her to get there. It's still an odd thing for her to attend, but it's not as if she came from Quebec.
It is attracting the stars, though. Like, you know, people do go.
I don't know if they're incentivizing them to show up to this stuff to make it seem bigger than it is. I don't know. But at least makes a little bit more sense that she's not flying down from Montreal
to watch it.
To watch Lucas Glover putt, you know?
Yeah, my guess is no.
Yeah. And then also Josh Allen was there for his bachelor party. So he was at TGL last night, too. And he was there with his bachelor party. And that's why Sam Darnold was there. So Sam Darnold and Josh Allen close enough for him to be at his bachelor party.
Where do you think they ripped it up afterwards?
There's no way
that was the bachelor party.
Part of it for sure.
Is that? I mean, I'm so long past getting married now. It was the bachelor party the week, because it used to be a night. Now these things went to weekends, and now they've turned into full vacations.
Yeah, I mean this was a Tuesday, so I'm sure it was many days of partying
and golf and. Whoever knows what else.
Yeah, who knows what else there. But Sam Darnold's got to feel pretty damn good about himself, though, going on this bachelor party after the year he had last year. Like, it doesn't feel like such a scrub, you know?
Now, how could you? He's going to make a lot. Whether it's with the Vikings or another team, and while he's not going to get his $50 or $60 million a year, he's going to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, and he won more games than Josh Allen did last year in the regular season. I wonder if he ribs him with that.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Last two games, pal.
Yeah, I know. And then Allen's like, yeah, look at my contract and look at my fiance. So go screw Sam.
Right, that too.
You know, I invited you here not to bust my balls. I love how I've created this thing all in my head of how Josh Allen and Sam Darnold talk to each other on his bachelor party.
And clearly they're very good friends.
Ryan in Edison. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing, Gio and Jerry? Pleasure to talk to you.
What's up, man?
Hey, sorry I'm getting to you on this topic late. But regarding that Jason Giambi home run, the reason that was a big deal is because that's when he admitted he was wearing a woman's thong. That became a big deal. And he took that all the way to Cleveland, where even some of his teammates who were in slumps wore it. He was even on the back page of the Daily News.
I remember that.
After that home run. The reason that sticks out in my head is that was the first game that I took my oldest son to. So I still have the tickets and the Daily News, and Jason Giambi's on the back page, and they're talking about the golden thong. Maybe that has something to do with it.
It definitely adds to the story there, Ryan. And now that you mention that, I do remember that. I had forgotten about it originally.
It rings a bell.
Yeah, it definitely does. One of the things that they did to break out of a slump, and he was in a massive slump. This went all the way to May 17th, so he didn't even have a moment then, and he hits that grand slam. I remember it more. That was a big deal regular season game back then for him, because it was the first year with the Yankees after signing that contract. But you add the thong to it, maybe it'd be a little bit more interesting for someone who buys the thing.
Do you imagine signing a big deal like that and being so awful for 6 weeks to start? Like, and you know you're good enough. You know you're going to break out. But the pressure has just got, like, the weight of the world has to just feel like it's on your shoulders time you go up there.
No, of course.
Like, gripping that bat, like, you're trying to destroy it.
That's kind of what I think is going on with Aaron Judge in the playoffs now. Now, I know it's not a first year after a contract, but like Juan Soto does not sound to me like a guy who's going to be overly affected by this contract and a new team. He's been on a bunch of teams now. He was on the Yankees going into a contract year. I think he'll be fine. There's certain situations. I mean, the mental side of things is just amazing in certain games. Obviously, baseball and golf being the two biggest ones. But, yeah, it's got to suck.
How about the timing? I mean, you want to talk about just odd timing. So because I looked up the her movie.
Yeah.
And then the trailer came up for whatever reason. The next thing that it YouTube automatically went to was a live thong runway show. Yes.
Yeah.
As that's on the screen, a guy calls up, and in the subject line, Al writes it's about a thong.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
That is a weird one.
That's kind of strange.
A lot of things coming together.
A little strange.
You know, I am ashamed to say that my senior class at Bellport in the year 2000, our favorite song in the yearbook
was
Cisco's Thong Song. And I knew at the time that was going to age horribly. I said, this is not going to be good. Like, it was the big popular song at the time, and everybody would walk around the hallways and thong, 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 thong. Show me your booty work. Show me how your booty work. You know, we do all that, but I was looking at that. I was like, man, you know, 20 years down the road, we're going to say, what type of losers are we?
Was that a one-hit wonder song? Like, who sung that?
Cisco. I feel like he had some other hits.
Okay.
I mean, that definitely was his top one, but that I'm sure he had some other hits.
Cisco.
Yeah, with a C.
The thong song sounds familiar to me, and I'm sure if I heard it, I would know it, but I don't.
Oh, it's with an S, sorry. Truck. That's like what?
Oh, isn't that terrible?
Let me see that thong. Let me see your booty work on a B. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. Let me see your booty work. Let me see your booty go.
I got to be honest, not terrible that for 20 thong, years ago.
Thong, thong.
Yeah. I don't think you can feel like losers. That's fine.
25 now, actually.
All right, 25, whatever.
And sorry, I said it was a C. It's S-I-S-Q-O. It's
okay.
Cisco.
Is that his most popular song?
It has to be, yeah.
Yeah.
That was 1999 on Unleash the Dragon.
I wonder if that song was played at my wedding, which was 1999. It probably was.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, if you had a DJ, for sure.
Yeah, well, no, we did.
It was a very popular song. I mean, that was like the era of like the real, like, nasty,
the raunchy,
like the raunchy R&B songs, you know, they'd really get after it. Like that one, you're making it hard for me, you know, dancing too close, which was basically about, you know, getting wood while dancing. That's basically what it was. You're dancing too close, you're making it hard for me.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, too close by Next, 1997. That was the other one. You're dancing too close. That one definitely, if they were like, you got that vibe where
oh my god, dude.
Come on. Fast forward a little bit here to see if you get like the yeah. Oh yeah. Here it comes. Right. You see, you feel a little poke coming through.
Oh, man.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.